Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Reb Shlomo Zalman V'zugos Amarasiyat V'choyes Chalotzeim. They should be given with a Sachat Slachan Siyat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'shefa, and Kol Tov Sela, and B'schos Esabas Rachel. She should be zeichet to find through Zivuk Hagun B'kar of Mamish. Now with this Mishnah, we're going to be focusing on the difference between if a person's redeeming their own Ma'aser Sheni, or if someone's redeeming someone else's Ma'aser Sheni. We've mentioned very briefly in the past, and we're going to expound on over here, the concept of a chaimesh. If a person's redeeming their own Ma'aser Sheni, they also have to add on a fifth of its value, a chaimesh. But if a person's redeeming someone else's Ma'aser Sheni, he doesn't have to add on that chaimesh. So Mishnah Gimel tells us, Baal HaBayis Omer, let's say the Baal HaBayis, the owner of the Ma'aser Sheni, says, Besela, I'm going to redeem this Ma'aser Sheni for a Sela. V'acher Omer, and another fellow says, Besela, I'll redeem it for a Sela. So Baal HaBayis Kaidem, we say that the Baal HaBayis is the one that redeems it, because he's going to be the one that adds on a fifth, so now that's added value to the Ma'aser Sheni. However, let's say Baal HaBayis Omer, the Baal HaBayis says, Besela, I'll redeem it for a Sela. V'acher Omer, another fellow says, Besela v'Isser, I'm going to redeem it for a Sela and an Isser. An Isser is a very small coin. So the other guy's saying, I'm going to redeem it for a Sela and just a bit. So as shall Sela v'Isser kaidem, that other guy that said that he's going to redeem it for a Sela and a bit, he comes first and he gets to redeem the Ma'aser Sheni. Why is that? Because he's adding on to the principal amount. Since the principal value of this Ma'aser Sheni is really only a Sela, and this fellow's saying, I'm going to add on to that principal value just a little bit, then he's going to be the one to redeem it. Now the Mishnah tells us halacha that we've been discussing just now, if a person redeems his own Ma'aser Sheni, he has to add on a fifth, whether it was always his or it was given to him as a present. The Ma'aser Sheni wasn't given to him as a present. We've learned previously that you're not allowed to give Ma'aser Sheni as a present. It means that he received this produce as a present when it was still tevel, and now he has a chiv to take off Ma'aseres, he would still have to redeem it with this added fifth. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, now we have a little bit of a kula over here. The Mishnah says, Ma'arimin al Ma'aser Sheni, we can do a trick when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni. Ketzad, what exactly is this trick going to be? Aymer Adam Lebnoi Lebita Agdailim, a person can tell his son or daughter who are Agdailim, they're ready above Bar Bas Mitzvah, La'avdil Shivchaso Evrim, he could tell his Jewish servant or maidservant, Helich Ma'as Elu, take this money, Upadeloch Ma'aser Sheni Ze, and redeem this Ma'aser Sheni. Now that they're taking this money, the money becomes theirs, and they're redeeming his Ma'aser Sheni, so that means that someone else is redeeming his Ma'aser Sheni, and a fifth doesn't have to be added on. Avalo Yomer Ken Lebnoi Lebita Aktanim, he can't tell this to his son or daughter that are under Bar Bas Mitzvah, La'avdil Shivchaso Aknanim, or to his non-Jewish servant or maidservant, because their yad is like his yad. Anything he gives his children that are under Bar Bas Mitzvah, or anything he gives his servant or maidservant that are not Jewish, is still considered his. It's not theirs, and therefore this little trick is not going to work with his children that are under Bar Bas Mitzvah, or with his non-Jewish servants or maidservants. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.